سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم زمور النبي. اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر وإليك النشور. أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين لا شريك له. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. صلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، سلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حديث في الناس عن علي بن حاتم رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. متفق عليه. Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that save yourself even if it means by you giving half a date in charity. Because one of the, in another hadith it explains that the khasiyat and the speciality about sadaqah is sadaqah, it prevents the anger from of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from coming. And sadaqah acts as a barrier between a person and any type of bala coming. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, even if it means you creating that barrier, even if it means you cooling the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by giving half a date, even then give half a date. But give something, continuously give, so that you may cool the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you may save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرٍ يَرَهُ. That person who gives an atom's weight of, or that person that does an atom's worth of good, he will definitely see it. He will see it. If he doesn't see the benefit of it in this world, he will see the benefit of it in akhirat. Very often you find that the people that make the most amount of money, so to speak, the most, are those that are the most charitable. And those people that are in accounting business, etc., they will know. You see various types of people. Those that have got a habit of giving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them. Those that give, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously gives them. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet people think that, no, maybe because they got, they're giving. It's not because they got, they're giving. Because they're giving, they got. That's how it's the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you give, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you. So there's hadith in Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال, ما سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا قط فقال لا. متفق عليه. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never asked for anything and he said no. This word no, one poet very beautifully says, ما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا قط إلا في تشهده لولا التشهد لكانت لاءه نعمه. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam never ever said the word la except for in the kalima, la ilaha illallah. Or in our tashahud we say, ashadu an la ilaha illallah. There's only time he used the word la, he used the word no. His style was always yes and yes and yes. His style was always to entertain whatever people asked him if he could. And if he had it, he would give it. And if he didn't have it, sometimes he would even take a loan to try and give the person. Or he would tell the person in a nice way that come back at a later time, when I got it then I will give you. But this la, this saying no, was not on his tongue. Had it not even been for this tashahud or this kalima la ilaha illallah, had it not been for this, then his la also would have been na'am. That la that he's saying, even that also would have been na'am. This was the style of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Never refused anybody. In some nice way he would try and entertain and give them what they wanted. One more hadith below, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min yawmin yusbihu al-ibadu fihi illa malakan yanzilan fa yaqulu ahaduhuma allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there isn't any day that passes except that two angels descend. And these two angels, one of them, out of the two angels that descend, one of them makes this dua. What dua he makes? Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person that is giving, you give him a replacement. وَيَقُولُ الْآخَرِ. And now the second angel, he makes his dua. The dua that the second angel makes, Allahumma a'ti mumsikan talafa. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person that is holding back, that person that doesn't want to give, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you destroy his wealth. Normally we all want to take the du'as of a pious person. If a person from overseas or something comes, everyone goes and asks him, please make du'a for us. Or any other pious person, we always request, make du'a for us. Yeah, daily two malaika are coming down and they're making this du'a. Daily. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person that is giving, you give him a replacement. And that person that is holding back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you destroy his wealth. Therefore the ayat of Quran Allah mentions, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. That whatever, that word ma, it means anything. No matter what you spend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a replacement. What happens sometimes with us is, you don't see it maybe in cash. So you look at the balance sheet, you'll see different types of assets there. You'll see debtors there, you'll see fixed assets there, you'll see non-current assets there, you'll see investments there, you'll see cash on hand there, you'll see all different types of assets. But we won't say that one of them is not an asset. All of them are assets, but they're different types of assets. So what happens is, when a person does good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may not give him back in terms of cash. He may have given cash, but he won't see it in cash. But he may see it in some other way. That barakat will come in another form of an asset. What type of asset? Now this person will see growth in his family. Allah will give him more family members. Allah will make his family be happy. He will be happy with his children, happy with his wife. The family itself will be a prosperous family in general. So in a different way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might give him back. So this person now doesn't see it exactly in cash. So he mustn't think that, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not giving him. But he doesn't realize how many different problems Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saving him. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saving him from unnecessary expenditure. He won't have an accident now where he'll have to spend so many hundreds of thousands on hospital costs. Or he will have to spend so much now on replacing that asset that got stolen or hijacked. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him back in different ways. So therefore the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is 100% true. Whether we see it in cash or we don't see it in cash, it doesn't mean that the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not true. The example I gave of that person that was crying, multi-millionaire, at the end of his life, he's saying, if this is the end result of wealth, where the family is fighting, the children are fighting, there's no Muhammad in the family, then it's this wealth that I've gathered all these years, these millions that I've gathered, then this now is a lana, this is a curse. So therefore we shouldn't look at the wealth in terms of amount, but look in terms of what barakah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that person that gives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.